And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Do you remember the time before the pandemic? It may not have been the days of wine and roses, but there were wine and cheese receptions and artist talks in the gallery of Superior's Old City Hall. Those activities fell by the wayside during COVID, but they're coming back with the revitalized Superior Council for the Arts. On January 9th, a juried art show at Empire Coffee in Superior will kick off a month-long exhibition showcasing photography and fine art from regional creators. And if you're a creator yourself, the council has a call for artists and performers to participate. Here to tell us about all things arty in Superior are Joanne Jardine, the council's president, and member Cherie Fitch. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Joanne and Cherie.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So before we hear about all the new and exciting stuff, what happened during the pandemic? Did it throw us into a perpetual winter like in the Chronicles of Narnia or Oz Before Dorothy Showed Up?
This is Joanne. Very similar, I think. We just stopped meeting. We had a lot of people on our board that were retirement age and were, you know, nobody wanted to risk our health. So the meetings became less and less frequent. And then everybody got super busy with their lives and went on to their own projects.
So what sparked the revitalization?
We had a little bit of money in our bank account, and there was talk of emptying out the account and giving it to another organization and dissolving the organization completely. And I kind of said, no, wait, let's try to get some fresh people on the board and see what we can do. I kind of put the word out, and I reached out to Cherie and a couple other people, and Cherie reached out to a few people, and suddenly we have a 10-member board that's full of enthusiasm.
Cherie, tell us a little bit about what you do and why you said okay.
So Joanne has very good timing, I guess is the best way to put it. I just participated in ExcaliburCon in Duluth, and there was a really great panel where we learned about all of the grants that artists in Minnesota can get just by applying to these different grant programs. And I was on the hunt, because I am a Superior person, Douglas County resident, I was on the hunt for what Wisconsin artists can actually apply for. And I'm not even kidding, Joanne probably called a day later. And I went, aha, that's the organization I'm looking for. I cannot draw to save my life, but I do love needle art, and I am an author, so I just love the new expansion that they're doing. I love the inclusion of all artists, and just speaking with Joanne made me know I wanted to be part of this.
Well, tell us about the call for artists and performers.
So this art show is for everyone in our area. The only thing is Minnesota keeps their grant dollars to Minnesota artists, and we're just doing the same with our Wisconsin artists for grant reasons. But all of our actual events are open to every artist and everyone who loves art.
One thing that we're adding is a Artist of the Year award, and we're going to announce our 2025 Artist of the Year, someone who has contributed to public art in the city and has gone over and above with their care for art. And so we will be giving an award that night. I'm pretty excited for that.
Joanne, tell us a bit about your work.
Sure. I'm a photographer. I photograph people in events. I photograph sled dog races and horse sleigh and cutter rallies. And I also work in film a little bit. I do behind-the-scenes photography, and I've worked on several movies in Duluth and Minnesota doing still photography. And my interest area is to bring film and film projects to Superior and Douglas County and film incentives. And we now have two great film incentives in Superior.
So aside from the January 9th event, are there others already planned?
Well, this spring we will have the third annual Northland Peep Marshmallow Sculpture Competition in Superior. We've had two shows in the past at Fairlawn. And what's great about marshmallow art is that it's an entry-level medium. You know, kids like to play with it, and a creative person of any age can just jump right in, and sometimes they paint them, sometimes they melt them or torch them. We've had peacock lip bridge and birthday cakes, and I did a sled dog team once. So it's a lot of fun.
Whose work stands out?
One of them that pops to mind right away is a sculptor and painter, Sterling Rathshack. He is very well known. Another artist is Bill Getty. He does a lot of restoration of art, and he just restored 5 murals in Superior.
What murals are those?
They were discovered in a building that used to be an electric company building. A local person bought the building and started renovating it, and they discovered that there are murals all around the walls in that room painted in 1935. And the murals were painted there because it was a casket showroom for a funeral home.
Okay.
But they were so filthy, dirty, covered in like black soot stuff, and they had to be totally cleaned and repaired. There's a lot of cracks in the wall. So he basically repainted them all and brought them back to life.
I love the fact that he brought it back to life from a casket company. Cherie?
So actually our board treasurer, Alicia Tesling, is a glass artist, and she can do everything from blown glass to, oh my goodness, all the different things you can do with glass medium. Just the fact that she can visualize how a piece will look from little broken up pieces of glass, it's crazy to me.
Well, we've been talking about everything from marshmallow peeps to casket company murals in a discussion of the revitalization of the Superior Council for the Arts. We've been speaking with Joanne Jardine, the council's president, and member Cherie Fitch. The group is hosting a juried art show and reception at Empire Coffee in Superior on January 9th. They can be reached at Superior Council for the Arts on Facebook. Thank you for joining us, Joanne and Cherie.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And if you have an idea of something you think we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.